Seth, I realise that this must have been very stressful for you, and I don't want to cause you any more anxiety, but I need to get this initial statement so that we can begin our investigation. So please take your time, and in your own words, can you describe to me what you saw?
I was really terrified. I mean, it's not every day someone threatens you with a shotgun and kidnaps your friend. I really don't know what I can remember. It's all a bit of a blur. I don't know why the guy grabbed Liz. He was shouting at her to stop. Was it to stop using her phone? I think maybe he grabbed her because she was calling the police with her phone. He was firing his gun in the air and he was pointing it at Liz and at us. I was petrified. I couldn't move. He dragged her back to the car. The others jumped in and drove away with Liz. There was a fight with the guard. The man who grabbed Liz had attacked the guard, I think, and that's what Liz would have been phoning about. They all ran. There were four of them, and they all ran to the van. No, hang on. No. There were three. Three ran to the van, and the fourth was the driver. I suppose he was the one who must have grabbed Liz. No, that can't be right, can it? I don't know. Three of them ran to the van and started fighting with the guards, and one of the guards' helmets was knocked off, I think, and one had a tool, like big pliers, and he was cutting a case from one of the guards, so it must have been chained to him. And they both ran to the car, and the third ran over to Liz and just grabbed her.
You mentioned a car. Can you describe it and say when you first saw it?
Yeah, there was definitely a car. One of those large executive types. Silver, very flash-looking, but in a kind of understated way. An Audi, I think. A large silver Audi. A6, maybe? Oh, when did I first see it? Was it there when we walked into the street? Could have been there already. No, wait, I distinctly remember the sound of the tyre screeching, though. Oh, no, but that would have been when it drove away. I don't know. I remember the tyres screeching, and I remember the doors opening and the driver getting out, so it must have driven into the street right at the start. Yeah, that makes sense. It drove round the corner and everyone leapt out.
And can you describe any of the people involved in the incident?
I remember the one who came to grab Liz, probably the driver. He was walking right towards me, and Liz was only a few feet away. There was something odd about his eyes. I don't really remember his face. Was it sunglasses? Yeah, I think he was wearing sunglasses. Really dark sunglasses with a silver frame. And maybe a cap, too. Well, that would explain why his face was so hard to see, because it was obscured by sunglasses and a cap.
And what about any of the other people involved?
The ones fighting with the security guards, they had... No, two of them had masks. And the one that didn't had dark hair and darkish skin, possibly early to mid-30s. He could have been white, but I think he might have had a Middle Eastern appearance. Possibly Mediterranean? No, more likely from the Middle East. Average height, average build, though on the slim side, I'd say. Yeah, two had masks. They're all wearing hoodies, but with the hoods down. Dark trousers. Two with masks. They were also average. Well, actually, no, one of them did look a little bit odd. Possibly a little rounder than the others. I might also say feminine, if they weren't carrying a shotgun and robbing a security van. But both were average-looking, and they dressed like the others, and... I'm sorry, I'm not really sure I can add anything to that.
No, thanks, Seth. That's been really helpful. I'm going to give this information to my colleague so we can start looking for the car and the people involved in the incident. And I'll speak to you later again at the station. And please, can you remember not to discuss the event with the other witnesses?